Prime Minister Berlusconi departed his Rome residence for Parliament, knowing that the coming hours could decide his future as Italy's leader. A procedural vote in the lower house on the budget was used by Mr. Berlusconi's growing number of political opponents to signal the end of his parliamentary majority.
309 attending, 308 voted in favor, one boycotted, no one voted against. The chamber approves.
Despite the wide margin in favour, 320 lawmakers did not vote at all. Opposition leaders claimed victory.
The vote showed that this government does not have a majority.
The opposition demanded Mr. Berlusconi's immediate resignation. But, as he has done so many times in his 9 years in power, the Prime Minister initially refused. Italy has been pummeled by the Eurozone debt crisis in recent days. Investors see its deficit, 120% of GDP, as unsustainable. The yield on Italian bonds, the interest rate Italy must pay to borrow money, soared to nearly 7%. When rates reached similar levels in Greece, Ireland and Portugal, they were forced to seek bailouts from the EU and the IMF. Traders in Germany, Europe's strongest economy, expressed disappointment that Mr. Berlusconi has not already resigned.
Mr. Berlusconi has proved to be a politician with a long, long life, and therefore we are expecting that we have to negotiate more or less further on with Mr. Berlusconi in the near future, and that's why the market got kind of disappointed, because we need stability, and stability with Mr. Berlusconi is not yet guaranteed.
EU finance ministers met in Brussels to try to find ways of building a firewall around the two-year-old debt crisis. But Europe's politicians are rapidly being overtaken by events. Italy is Europe's third largest economy. A debt crisis there would dwarf the problems caused by Greece. The message from the markets is that Prime Minister Berlusconi is part of the problem, not the solution. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London. Il Big Francesco non faceva parte di aver formato.